USA News, I'm Tim Berg. As lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to discuss a border security package, which would send aid as well to Israel, Ukraine, or Taiwan, Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett explains on Fox News Sunday why he believes aid anywhere is a tricky situation on Capitol Hill.
You can't get 70 votes for anything in the United States Senate. That is a reflection of how urgent Republicans and Democrats in the Senate feel about this. I believe it's a reflection of the American people's sense of urgency when democracy is under attack.
The UN's top court is rejecting a call for it to intervene in Israel's planned ground offensive against Hamas in the city of Rafah. The International Court of Justice turning down the request from South Africa, saying its previous order, which requires Israel to fully comply with the Genocide Convention, still applies. The United States fears that Russia might put a nuclear weapon in space. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo to weigh in.
President Trump knew that you can't be number one on Earth if you're number two in space. He also knew that every shot in all of our war games, the first shots were fired in space and in cyberspace. So he absolutely created the Space Force. They needed the budget. They needed the equal seat at the table in the Pentagon. And once again, Trump was right.
President Joe Biden's youngest brother, Jim Biden, was deeply involved in a company now being investigated for an alleged massive Medicare fraud scheme. Politico obtaining an email in which the younger Biden mentions using his connection with his brother, the former vice president, to help with the scheme. No comment from either President Biden or the White House regarding the allegations. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Many along the California coast are continuing to brace for flooding in the next several days.
State emergency officials are issuing some evacuation orders as well. They say there could be flash flooding and landslides possibly through Wednesday. It's partially because of a massive winter storm that's set to slam the Sierra Nevada mountain range between L.A. and San Francisco. High-altitude portions of Yosemite, the Sierra National Forest, and Sequoia National Park could all receive 3 to 5 feet of new snow. It will almost certainly mean a massive snow melt in the coming days. The National Weather Service has posted flood watches and high surf advisories covering a region from Burbank, California, south, all the way to Chula Vista at the U.S.-Mexico border.
USA's Ryan Daniels with that report. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro is sharing his thoughts on a potential Trump-Biden rematch.
And I think it speaks to the broader issue right now that while Donald Trump and Joe Biden's names may ultimately be on the ballot and be our choices in November, this election really is about all of us and whether or not we're going to rise up and use our voices and ultimately our vote to protect our fundamental freedoms.
Shapiro is endorsing President Biden for a second term. This, as South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says, the world was safer when Donald Trump was president. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.